Defeat doubt and win.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted and thrilled to be bringing you this daily personal empowerment podcast. And we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. We're so excited. We're so motivated to help people that are getting started in business or maybe have been in business for a while and they want to kick their business up to the next level. There's a lot of factors that go into a successful business. And if you are thinking of opening up your own business, let me just say this, and this is so important. This will be the most difficult thing you've ever done, but it will be the most exciting and most rewarding at the same time. So the one factor that every businessman or woman has at some point in the creation of their business is doubt. It's totally and completely normal to feel that sense of doubt. What if this happens? What if nobody likes this? What if we have the wrong location? What if our logo isn't good enough? What if our product isn't good enough? What if it isn't fast enough? That kind of thing. All you can do is understand these feelings are normal, but you can't focus on them. You write them down. Okay, what if we're not fast enough? So that gives you some information. That gives you a question that needs to be answered. And you can answer that question by, doing timelines and time tests. I can only imagine, I have no idea, but I can only imagine the kind of stuff that went into the creation of Jimmy John's. If you've ever walked in there, by the time you get the name of what you want out of your mouth, they have it sitting there wrapped up and ready for you. It's absolutely incredible. So somewhere along the line, someone said, most places aren't fast enough. The biggest complaint that people have is it takes forever to get a sandwich made. What if we make that our trademark, our hallmark, our signature, that we are like super fast? So I guess what I'm trying to say to you is, rather than embrace the doubt or the fear, use it as a way of improving your game, your business, your performance, your writing, whatever it is you're into. Now, I'm mostly talking to entrepreneurs today, but I could be talking to someone who's an author. I could be talking to someone who's a writer, a musician. It really doesn't make a difference. One of the things that we get excited about here at Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching and Law of Attraction Solutions is we get a chance to work with businesses, and we've helped so many become very, very successful in a very short period of time. Attracting money, raising money is easy. But again, it becomes difficult when your doubts overcome you. Your ability to manifest the kind of business, the kind of success that you want is in direct proportion and relationship to how much inner resistance, inner fear, inner doubt you are working to overcome. If there's a small amount, which is normal, then you'll overcome that quickly and everything will begin to flow. Doesn't mean there won't be challenges, doesn't mean there won't be opportunities, but energy will begin to flow. And that's a wonderful thing. Secondly, it always comes down to this. Why? Why? I'm going to say it again. Why? Why are you opening up a business? Why are you opening up an auto detailing shop? Why are you opening up an insurance agency? If you are opening up a business strictly to make money, you're in the wrong business and your fears will eat you up. But if your why is so strong, I mean almost overpowering, and you love your desires, you love the picture that you hold in your head of the kind of business and the kind of success that you believe you deserve and desire, then that becomes the predominant energy in your life, and your doubts dissipate. They kind of just kind of evaporate because you're so focused on the why. Why do I do this business? You know, why did I give up a successful advertising and marketing firm where we built, tremendous websites and television commercials and radio commercials and direct mail and newspaper? I mean, we did it all. Why did I give that up to be doing this? And there are some important whys for me. One, I don't have to put on a suit and tie every day. You don't know whether I'm sitting here in my underwear or whether I'm sitting in a suit and tie. I can choose how I want to live. I can choose when my appointments are. I can't always do that when I had an ad agency. I had to work within the parameters of my clients. Guess what? Now my clients have to work within my parameters. You want to talk to me? These are the hours I'm available. Make sense? Okay. So those are big whys for me. Personal freedom. If I want to take a week off, I can take a week off. I want to take 2 weeks off, I can take 2 weeks off. It wasn't necessarily about making more money. Again, I said earlier that money is secondary. Your why is your passion. Your why is what gets you excited. I love the feeling I get when somebody writes me and tells me, you know, I've been doing this exercise, or I've been practicing this, and my life has changed. Everything has gotten better. I love it when a businessman calls me and says, hey, we just got an angel investor for $50,000. We just got another investor for $200,000. I love that feeling of people moving up in their own personal game. And I feel a connection with them. I got a phone call from a client today I haven't heard from in a long, long time. But it's like we have this invisible bond. We have this invisible connection together. And it's just a wonderful thing. Your why is the key. When you start feeling fears, when you start feeling doubts, you're going to defeat those doubts with your why. This is why I'm doing it. This is why I'm taking this risk. This is why I'm investing this money. This is why I'm taking this class. This is why I'm buying this equipment. Whatever it is, make your why huge in your mind, in full and complete living color. Never allow your doubts to kill your dreams. Focus on your why. This is my reason for doing this. We just had a child not too long ago, about 5 months ago, at the time of this recording. And Rachel and I were talking this morning. And I said, you know, we had a lot of whys when I started this business many years ago. We had a lot of whys, but now we've got even a bigger why. Our success, our ability to help others benefits my child, benefits my son. I can't afford doubt. I can't afford fear. Can you? Give it up right now. Focus on your why.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Small victories each and every day. I don't care what it is. Get a victory under your belt today. I mean that. Get a victory under your belt every single day. I mean, some days are going to be great. Some days you're going to walk out and you go, wow, we just killed him today. I mean, we just made a pile of money. All kinds of great things happened. Other days, going to be tough. I remember when I had a retail shop, and it was in the middle of a blizzard in Wisconsin. And I think most all the stores were closed, but I was still open. And I hadn't put one penny in the till all day long. Not one penny. And I closed around 6. And around 3, I said, I'm going to get a victory, even if it's a quarter. Somebody came in. I think they came in to get out of the snow. I'm not sure, but I think that was a reason. And they ended up buying a handful of polished crystals or rocks for about $3. Not much. That was the total amount of sales that I did that day. Now, normally, I would consider that a defeat because it cost me more than $3 to be in business. I can't live on $3, let alone pay for my overhead and inventory and everything else. But that day, I considered it a victory. I walked out with a smile on my face. I shoveled my way home, and I felt like I had, like it was a beautiful sunny day, like I was soaring high, like a big, beautiful eagle. Some days, $3 in the till is a victory. Get a victory under your belt every single day. Small victories. Action, 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 action. When in doubt, take action. I sometimes think it's better to make a mistake and take an action than do nothing at all. Take action. Get fired up. Oh, do another one. Put on your desk somewhere these three words. Do it now. Well, look it. I have no doubt your career, your business, your startup, is going to be absolutely successful. If we can help you, send me a letter at lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. Okay? I'd be happy to talk to you about helping you, working with you. I'm always looking to help people that are expanding their life through their business, through their career. We're here for you. You have a great day now because you deserve it. Bye-bye.